episode 243. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Installing Linux and development tools on a Lenovo IdeaPad 120S makes an ultra-portable C++ programming laptop. Recently, I was looking for a dedicated computer that I could use to install Linux and program on. I thought I would talk about my experiences with the computer I chose and share with you the exact steps and commands that I use to install Linux and all the software development tools you'll need to get started. The actual installation steps are included in the show notes of this episode. They can get very detailed at times. There's no way I can try to read them over this podcast. Most of them are command-based, so you should have no trouble following along step by step. Just copy and paste the commands, and you should be able to set up Linux and all the development tools you need to write C++ code on Linux. And I also show you how to install some other software, such as Open Broadcaster Software, or OBS, in case you want to record or stream some of your creations. The audio portion of this podcast is a good place to relate the story of my search for a new computer. Feel free to jump to the show notes if you want to see the setup and configuration steps. Okay, I already have a MacBook Pro. It's an older 13-inch model from 2012 without the Retina display. I still use it for most of my programming and podcast work, and it's a great laptop, especially since I upgraded the memory to 16 gigs and installed a 1 TB solid-state hard drive. It's as fast and responsive now as anything I could want. And I already have a PC. This is a more powerful and newer machine. It's a full-size desktop that I use whenever I need to run Windows. Now, I can run Linux as a virtual machine on either my Mac or PC, but I was looking for a small and portable machine and didn't want to spend a lot of money to buy a powerful laptop capable of running Linux in a virtual machine. Ideally, I wanted something even smaller and lighter than my 13-inch MacBook. So that's how I found myself browsing the computers at Best Buy last weekend. The Google Chromebooks first caught my attention. I wondered if I could install Linux on one of those. I did some quick research on my phone and found out that Google first designed the Chromebooks to run a special operating system called Chrome OS that was originally based on Linux. Huh, it seemed promising. But then Google made changes and adapted Linux to its needs. I mean, that's really the sort of thing you can do with Linux that you can't do with a closed operating system like Windows. Google did this to make the operating system cloud-based and more secure. It also made it incompatible with most, if not all, Linux software. I don't know for sure since I've never tried a Chromebook. I didn't give up just yet, though. It looked like Google was starting to open up to allowing either Linux applications or a full Linux install on a Chromebook to be possible. And this support was already available on the flagship Chromebook, the Google Pixelbook. The only problem was this machine cost $1,000. Now, I'm sure it's a nice machine, but it didn't meet my goals of an inexpensive machine. The other Chromebooks were around $300 and even $500 or more. I kept looking. I found some bigger and heavier laptops with a decent price of less than $200. I could probably install Linux on one of them fairly easy. But did I really want something so big? I mean, really, some of them felt like an empty plastic shell. I kept looking. And there was one computer sitting on the end of the aisle. I didn't know what to make of it at first. The price was so low that I walked past it at first. How could it be anything more than a toy? I don't remember actually thinking this at the time, but I'm sure at some unconscious level I thought that a computer for $139 would not fit my needs. But I went back to it, and after rejecting all the others, this was the only option that I hadn't yet investigated. I picked it up and liked the weight. It was light, but felt solid. What was the trackpad like? Some of the trackpads on the Chromebooks felt like they had an echo. That's the best I can describe how it felt like there was another click when pressing the trackpad, almost like the trackpad itself was shifting around. They reminded me of how a car makes a loud bang when driving over a steel plate in the road. This one didn't have that click echo. It was smooth and responsive. The screen was nothing spectacular, but it fit my programming needs. What about the keyboard? I liked the feel of the keys. What about the ports? Oh, it has an HDMI port and a couple USB ports and Type-C port, a headphone port, and a slot for a micro SD card. Not bad. I later found out that the USB ports are USB 3. Even better. Who makes this computer? Lenovo. Maybe this was another reason that I walked past this computer in the first place. You see, I remember when IBM came out with the ThinkPads. They were amazing. They had both a trackpad and a little pressure-sensitive mouse stick in the middle of the keyboard, and they had interchangeable bays where you could switch out a CD drive with an extra battery or another hard drive. They were far more advanced and innovative than any other laptops at the time. And then IBM walked away from them. One day they were IBM, and then they were Lenovo. And in my opinion, they stopped advancing. Other laptops started getting better, while the ThinkPads remained the same. They probably updated the specs, but they weren't something I followed anymore. I had to think about this for a minute. How did I really feel about Lenovo? I don't remember hearing anything bad, and this computer that I was looking at certainly seemed like it was made well. I thought about my initial requirements and realized that this computer fit everything perfectly. I wasn't trying to buy the best and most innovative computer. I just wanted something small, lightweight, and inexpensive. The fact that this computer seemed like it was well built was even better. But could it run Linux? Here's where it got a bit confusing. I had to go in and out of the store several times to check. You see, the store I was in has terrible cell phone reception. It's in a large mall, and the building blocks signals. I had to go outside to get a signal so I could research if Linux could be installed. Let me explain here for a moment. It's not that I was worried that I would be able to install Linux or not at all, like I was with the Chromebooks. I wanted to know what, if any, experience other people had had with installing Linux on this computer. It's possible, especially with newly released computers, that Linux won't yet have drivers available for all the hardware in a computer. So you might install Linux only to find that you can't connect to the Wi-Fi to get on the internet, or that you have no sound, or your camera doesn't work, or something even worse, like it doesn't understand how to talk to the hard drive so you can't do anything. That's the type of problem that would prevent Linux from being installed. All of these things are fixable, but I wasn't looking for a frustrating experience. I wanted a pleasant experience. At the time, I didn't know which computer I was looking at. All I knew was it was an 11-inch laptop from a Lenovo. The display tag wasn't very helpful. All it said was that this was a Lenovo laptop. It had a model number, so I took a picture of the tag and went outside to research. The model number didn't really tell me much. Initial reports were mixed. Some people were reporting that Linux worked great, and some said that things didn't work right after installing Linux. It looked like most good reports were coming from something called a 120S model. Well, that didn't match the display tag. I had no idea what model I was looking at. I went back inside again. The security guards were probably wondering what I was doing by now. This time, I turned the computer over to see if there was anything more useful on the stickers under the computer itself. That's when I discovered this was a Lenovo IdeaPad 120S. Okay, it looked like it would install Linux with a decent experience, and it met my goals. I bought it along with an extra USB drive that I would use to install Linux. Later, I also bought an extra 32GB micro SD card for $25 that I used to double the storage in the computer. I eventually decided to install Kubuntu Linux. That's a flavor of Ubuntu Linux that uses the KDE shell. I chose that because it fits better with this computer's 2GB of RAM. First, I show you how to install Linux itself. You'll need that USB drive, and you can either use another computer or this computer itself to get everything ready. Then I'll show you how to install the basic GNU development environment. That's GNU. Then you'll install CMake to help set up your software projects, and Git to keep track of your changes, Glog to look through the log files when you need to find bugs, Boost and SFML to help you write your code, especially games, CLang and LLVM as another option to build tools, and CodeLite as an editor so you can write your code. I also show you how to properly set up Dropbox on this computer. It took me several hours to work around some outdated Dropbox software. You'll have it up and running in just a few minutes by following the steps provided. So far, I've been really happy with this laptop. I'll probably have a follow-up episode where I'll explain step-by-step how to write your first application. This can be a bit involved and took me some trial and error to finally decide on what tools I liked best for this small computer. So go ahead and check out the show notes and get all the steps you need to install and set up this computer. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes. And if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.